From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Paul Nelson is reporting for the Times Union. Vandals defaced more than 14 buildings and businesses in downtown Schenectady with swastikas, other hate symbols, and vulgar language on June 14th. The series of incidents is being investigated as a hate crime, according to a city police spokesman. City Police Sergeant Jeff McClutchin said just before 10:30 p.m. Tuesday, a pedestrian walking by St. Joseph's Catholic Church on Lafayette Street saw what looked like two swastikas drawn on the side of the building. The person called 911. Officers confirmed what the passerby reported and subsequently found the same hate-type symbols at other locations around downtown, he said. Police are searching for a possible suspect or suspects. McClutchin said some of the defaced buildings and businesses included the Salvation Army, Hampton Inn, the Zen Asian Fusion Lounge, and the Workers' Compensation Building. Graffiti was also scrawled under the train bridge on Union Street. He said police discovered pentagrams, an anarchy sign, and vulgar language on some buildings as well. In every case, chalk was used. The hate symbols were washed off by city firefighters after police evidence technicians photographed them and collected evidence. The investigation is ongoing. Also, Mid-Hudson News reported on June 14th, a 60-year-old white town of Newburgh man was arrested because of a road rage incident in the city of Newburgh on June 11th, in which he allegedly menaced an African-American Newburgh man with a knife while making derogatory ethnic slurs. Natasha Von Holdridge is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Early voting in Columbia and Greene counties begins on June 18th for registered voters enrolled in the Democratic or Republican primaries. Columbia County Democratic Election Commissioner Ken Dow said, and I quote, "For all practical purposes, early voting is identical to going on election day. The voter checks in. If they are someone who's eligible to vote in this election, they are given a ballot. It goes right into the voting machine to be scanned. It's really identical from the voter's point of view to going on election day, except, of course, the locations. They are either in Hudson or Kinderhook, but it may be more convenient to come on a weekend or on one of the other days," end quote. The primary election will be held on June 28th. In Columbia County, Democrats will be choosing a candidate for governor and lieutenant governor. On the Republican side, there is a contested primary for governor, but not for lieutenant governor. Republicans also have a primary for the 106th Assembly District seat. Dow said no other parties have primaries. A separate special election will be held on August 23rd to choose a candidate to fill the remainder of the two-year term for the 19th Congressional District seat. The candidate chosen will fill the vacancy created by the resignation of now Lieutenant Governor Antonio Delgado. August 23rd is also the primary date for congressional and Senate elections. Early voting in Columbia County will take place at two locations: the Columbia County Office Building at 401 State Street in Hudson and the Martin H. Glenn Municipal Building at 3211 Church Street in Valencia. Early voters in Columbia County can cast ballots at either of the two locations, regardless of where they reside in Columbia County. Early voting hours are as follows: 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on June 18th, 19th, 21st, 23rd, 24th, 25th, and 26th, from noon to 8 p.m. on June 20th and 22nd. Early voting in Greene County will take place in Suite 430 on the fourth floor of the Greene County Office Building, 411 Main Street in Catskill. Early voting hours are as follows: 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on June 18th, 19th, 21st, 23rd, 24th, 25th, and 26th, from noon to 8 p.m. on June 20th and 22nd. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Lauren Hockerwick is reporting for the Times Union. New York residents and visitors are being urged to watch out for ticks this summer. One insect that may be gaining in numbers in the Hudson Valley is the Lone Star tick, which can transmit the bacteria that cause ehrlichiosis, an illness with flu-like symptoms, as well as alpha-gal syndrome, a condition that results in a red meat allergy. In its adult form, the Lone Star tick is characterized by a light yellow dot on its back. Rick Otsfield, disease ecologist and senior scientist for the Carey Institute, said, and I quote, "They've been known to occur in this area for a long time, as shown by the 2011 map, but they may now be increasing in abundance," end quote. Unlike blackleg ticks, Lone Star ticks are quite a bit faster and are capable of pursuing a host. Otsfield said, and I quote, "When they detect a host is nearby, from CO2 or heat we emit, they pursue the host quickly. The Lone Stars really seem to motor, and it can be intimidating," end quote. Lone Star ticks are found to latch onto turkeys and deer more than other hosts. Ehrlichiosis, which is passed on by Lone Star ticks, causes fever, chills, headache, muscle aches, and sometimes upset stomachs, according to the CDC. The disease can be fatal, but antibiotics typically clear it up. Alpha-gal syndrome causes the body to develop a sometimes severe, life-threatening allergy to alpha-gal, a sugar molecule found in most mammals, and therefore in their meat. There is much still not understood about alpha-gal syndrome, but the CDC says there is growing evidence it may be, and I quote, triggered, end quote, by a Lone Star tick bite. In a statement released in May, New York State Health Commissioner Dr. Mary T. Bassett said prevention of bites is preferable to treatment of symptoms from a bite, and she urged individuals to take prevention measures and to take ticks seriously this summer. Common tick bite prevention measures include wearing long-sleeve light clothing, checking for ticks after being outdoors, performing full body checks throughout the day while outdoors, and using repellents such as DEET, Picaridin, and IR-3535. And you can read more about this story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.